Asasamira vega vidhuta venu vikarshana jato gridavanala sadvanam malelihana sahatena dadaha.
Translation. While he was wandering about, a wild forest fire began. This fire was caused by the friction of bamboos, which were being blown by the wind. In that fire, the entire forest near Kutachala and the body of Lord Rishabhdeva were burnt to ashes.
Venu Vikarna Jata Ravanala Sad Huna Mahalihana Saha Tina Vidaha. The Ravanala, we have got some description of Dhavanala in our daily prayer. Samasara Dhavanala Vinayaguru. So Dhavanala is explained here. What is a Dhavanala? Nobody goes to set another fire in the forest. I saw Dhavanala first in my experience at Nainital station. Very high hill, and there was fire, blazing fire, upon the hill. Nobody was there to set fire, but there was fire. So how the fire takes place, that is explained here. Samira Bhira Vidhuta Venu Vikarshanam. In the big jungles, there are bamboo trees, and they are very densely situated. When there is wind, very forceful, the friction causes fire. But similarly, this material world is compared to this Dhavana, Samasara Dhavana. Nobody wants that there will be trouble. In your country, there is another kind of fire. That is not Dhavanala. In the city, there is electric nala. And especially in New York, you know, 24 hours, the fire brigade is working. Dun, 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 dun. Nobody wants it, but there is fire. Just to prove that you people, you have avoided jungle life, but you cannot avoid Dhavanala. Really, you can make arrangements, very large arrangements for living comfortably, but you cannot escape Dhavanala. It is not possible. Therefore, samsara Dhavanala. The whole material world is blazing fire. Anasara dava nagaligya loka trana karanna dhanadana tyam. Now, this Dhavanala, just like in the forest, he cannot send your fire brigade. That is not possible. Neither you can go there to help the animals or extinguishing the fire by bucketful of waters That is asana. Helpless. Similarly, this samsara dhavanala, you cannot extinguish it. How to extinguish samsara dhavanala nilu tranaya karunna dhanadhanam? You have to wait for the mercy of Krishna. Then this blazing fire can extinguish. Not by your arrangement, it's not possible. Pranaya karunna dhanadhanam. That cloud is mercy cloud, not this ordinary cloud. Because Ramanala, this example, personal experience, there are the hill of Nainital, some 1,000 feet high. How this fire will be extinguished? Extinguished, it will be when there is cloud on the sky and there is rainfall. Otherwise, it is not possible. Similarly, the mercy cloud, karuna, karuna, dhanadhana. So, it's like ordinary cloud is made possible by evaporating water from the sea. Similarly, Krishna has the sea of mercy. Karunama, Karuna Sagar, Krishna Sagar name is Karuna. So, as the air evaporates or the heat evaporates from the sea and the cloud is formed in the sky, similarly, one who has connection or the power to evaporate the mercy sea of Krishna, he can extinguish the samsara. That is Guru. Guru is the cloud or the agent of drawing water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna and turning into a mercy cloud and pour water on the samsara dhavanala and then it is samsara dhavanala nilalu pranaya karunna dhanatmattam praptasya kalyan. Therefore, Guru must be authorized person, not that bhumi pole, no, ambu. No. He cannot become Guru unless you are agent to draw the mercy water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. That is. Therefore, a Guru is not an ordinary person. He is the representative, bona fide representative of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Krishna se tumar Krishna dite paar. Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is your property. If you like, okay. Vedesh dullava adurlava apa bhakto. You cannot get Krishna by studying Veda. That is not possible. There is Krishna, the Vedas, but he cannot pick up. It is not possible. But if you go to the Krishna's favorite person, Hindu Prabhurja Priya Ilvatasya, Krishna's very dear servant, confidential servant, he is Guru. Nobody can become Guru unless he is in confidence of Krishna. Natatasmat manushesu kashchidni priyasuttam. These things are there. Not that by magic one can become guru. No. He must be anusara dhamma galadiya rupa pranayata nanadhana tapta satalyata. Every thing there in the shastra. We have to see whether a person is actually bona fide agent of Krishna. Then we accept him as guru. Otherwise, yes. Rest of that. Guru api abhalukkasya kaja kaja maja. Guru is very confident that Sakshabharitena samastha shastrai rukta sathabhavataiva sadhi. Guru is Sakshabhari. There is no distinction between Guru and Krishna. Just like if you have got some business with a very big man, when he is represented, he comes, you treat him as the same person because he is authorized agent. That is natural. Just like in India, during British day, the Governor General, Viceroy, his name was Viceroy. So, people treated him exactly like the king. Viceroy in place of the king. Although he was a servant, but still the honor was given to him, just like the king. His dress was like king. He was given honor like king. Wherever he go, he was received as the king. But he is not king. He does not say that I am king. But his honor is like Tatsha Paritena Samastha Shastra Rukta. It is said in all that you see all Vede Gaya Jahara Chari. He read this verse daily. Guru Mukha Vede Gaya Jahara Chari. What is that? Who can sing this? According to, strictly according to the version of the Sakshad, you see, this is not from Nath Thakur, he's singing Vedegaya Jahara Sari. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is also saying Sakshad Haritena Samastha Sahasra. So there is no difference. Not that one acharya will say, I have seen so-called acharya, not real acharya. I have seen in dream, the other thing, the later thing, he has seen, realized in dream, Nityananda. This is not the process. Process is the shastra authority. That is it. Not that jaggery. I have seen in dream, I have to become guru. No. Whether you are actually in terms of the shastra, whether actually you are dear to Krishna, you are most confidential servant, that you have to test. And what is the confidential servant of Krishna? Everything is explained. Krishna says, Jayavam Paramanguyam Madhubhakti Puriyas. This Paramanguyam, what is that Paramanguyam? Sarvadharmaan Parittajyamami Kansaranam. This is Paramanguyam. Krishna says, Vijyad Vijyatam. What is that verse? Who can say? Just before saying Sarvadharmaan Parittajyam. Krishna says that you are my very dear friend. Therefore, I am talking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Is it not? What is that confidential part? Serve the man, Guru. Give up everything. Simply serve them. This is confidence. Gyan, karma, yoga. This is not health. It will take some time. You can waste your time in that way. You are a devotee, but real dharma is that you fully surrender. Don't talk nonsense. Arjuna was talking so many nonsense things. So, Krishna ultimately said, my dear Arjuna, you are my confidential friend, therefore I am asking you to do this. Don't waste your time. It will not help. It will help. Bhavanam janvanam amuste. You can go on with your learning, with your study of Vedas, with your practice of yoga, or ritualistic ceremonies, karmakanda, jnanakanda. But unless you come to this point, sakudhanvan puritajjamami samusharanam, there is no happiness. That is not possible. This is one. So with this confidence and knowledge, one who preaches without any compromise, he is the confidence and servant of Krishna. There is no compromise. This is real religion. Krishna says, Nasatatma Atmanu Seshu, Kasitmi Kriyavitka. So, this is the person who has received the authority to draw a mercy water from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. Tatsar Bhaktena Samasta Sastra. And what Krishna said 5,000 years ago, the same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Same thing, there was no change. As there was no change between the statement of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Arjuna Thakur. Sadhu Shastra. As Shastra, there is no change. Not that modernized, the Shastra should be changed. No, that is not. That is not Shastra. Shastra cannot be changed. Circumstantially, it will be changed, seasonal changes. No, that is not. Shastra means it is perfect. What Krishna said 5,000 years ago, or Krishna said some 40 million years ago to the Sun God, Imam Vibhasati Yugam Prakramana Hamam. He said, I am talking to you. That puratanam yoga. Not that because it has passed millions of years and now it is a different time, so I'll have to change. No, he said, I'm talking to you that very old system. It is not. It has also cannot be changed. God's word cannot be changed. Then what is the difference between God and us? He is always perfect. He is always perfect. What he said 40 million years ago, what he said 5,000 years ago, that is also correct after that. There is no. Not that so many years have passed and it has become old, now let us reform it and put it into new way. You can put the same thing in a new way, but you cannot change the principle. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakko Trinete Kuriya Uyko. Shastra is never changed. And the sadhu, sadhu means who follows the Shastra, he saw. He also does not change, sadhu Shastra. And Guru is to follow the Shastra and Sadhu. So that's it, you see. A guru is not saying that it was spoken 5,000 years ago, that is not applicable now. Now I am giving you something new, Jagrat. He is useless. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta Tenetu Kuri Alka. Jasaka Guru Sitya Bhakta Kamaka. Nothing to be savada. These things are there. So, the Sankara Dhavanada Dhira Loka, today stands up of Krishna Chakotri Thakur is very important. He's saying very, that's very good. So this is, this word is Dhava. Because there is subject, he wants to fire. He did not require any matches. No. Fire can be, by his will, there will be fire. Formally, there is no fire also. Ignited. What is that? Wood. Orange, yes. Not it matches. So, it is ordinary thing, the friction of the bamboo electricity, it creates electricity. Like friction, the electricity is also friction. Similarly, fire is created and the dry leaves of bamboo tree with certain fire, then gradually the whole forest is in blazing fire, and especially the snakes, they are the first suffer. Because they remain on the ground, and there are dry leaves, and it takes fire very quickly, so they cannot fly. Other animals, they can, nobody can escape, but they can try, because they can go fast. But the snake, similarly, when there is catastrophe in the world, the persons like snakes, cruel, envious, they suffer most. Like this thing. Chanaka Pandit had said, Tattva krura phala krura. There are two envious living entities, very dangerous. What are they? The one is snake. Another, the man whose habit is like snake. Without any fault, he bites. He loves him. So, it's like we are admitting Krishna consciousness. What is our fault? That we are trying to make man no illicit sex, no gambling, no meditating, no intoxication, and they take it otherwise. They take it very dangerous. Without any fault, they're fine. This is snake. Tattva kula khala kula. No fault, but it's still fault finding and giving us trouble. So you find so many persons without any fault, they invite. The snake, without any fault, you are passing and you are taking some fruit from the tree, if the snake is invite. It's cruel. So Chanaka Pandit says there are two kinds of cruel, envious living entities. One is the snake, another is the man snake, or a man habituated to the snake qualities. The sattva krura khala krura. But Chanaka Pandit says this man snake is more dangerous than the animals. Sattvata kuratara phala. Why? The mantra sadhuvata sattva phala kena nimajata. You can subdue the snake by chanting the snake mantra or some drug, jari-bhuti. But in this man's neck cannot be said. It is very, very dangerous. So, this is our position. Therefore, a Krishna devotee is so susceptible to Krishna. That's a mean, that's a dangerous person, cruel person. Just he disrespects what fault he has. He is preaching about God and he was crucified. Crucified. That is in your country. Very good example. Simply his fault was his talking of God. That's all. And he was crucified. So you have to meet. Or Nityananda Prabhu, he also met that Dalai Lama. Of course, he delivered that. Nityananda Prabhu is so kind that in spite of being stroke and blood came out from his head, still he continued to say, my dear friend, never mind, you have injured me, you chant Hare Krishna. So the preaching is a difficult thing. Therefore, Krishna said, Matajasmar Manasteshu Kastitme Priya Krishna. It is not very sitting idly comfortably and discuss Vedanta. No, it's not that. Preaching, practice. Practical meaning dangerous position. Because sympathy, samsara samava, the whole world is in brilliant fire. Paradukha dukkhi. Vaishnava is paradukha dukkhi. That is his qualification. For him, there is no difficulty. He is quite well right. He can let the protection of Krishna. Kaunti aprajinani hi namai haptapra. Correct. So he has no danger. What danger? What danger is there? There is Krishna. He is confident. And Krishna protects him. No danger. But he is unhappy. He needs Jalai Madai Klaap and faces all kinds of danger. Therefore, he is the powerful, authorized agent of Krishna. Thank you.